95.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
Hi, I'm Zainab.
Are you a mother?
And then I've had friends tell me, hey, Zainab, the way you're going to spoil this child, make you see as your own source of joy.
Or an aspiring mother. Are you single, married, separated, divorced, or a single parent?
Are you concerned about your body and about pregnancy transformations or managing a toddler's tantrums and the general challenges of motherhood they didn't tell you about?
Share your stories on Maternity Line.
Fridays, 12:15 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Should a child not meeting developmental milestones at the same rate as other kids be a reason for parents to worry? Should you, as a parent, when your child isn't meeting multiple milestones, be quick to freak out? Should you be panicked or seek for help? According to the United Nations International Children's Emergency Fund, an agency of the United Nations responsible for providing humanitarian and developmental aid to children worldwide, UNICEF.org, for every child, early moments matter. In the first few years of life, more than 1 million neural connections are formed. Each second, a pace never repeated again. UNICEF also reports that globally, 93 million children 14 years old and younger experience moderate or severe developmental delays or disabilities. They experience severe developmental delays or disability. Research also shows there are many different types of developmental delays in infants and young children. In November 2022, there was a two-day regional conference titled Optimal Early Childhood Development for Every Child. The conference was organized by Montenegro, a country in Southeastern Europe, with the support of the UNICEF and EU in recognizing developmental delays and disabilities in the first years of life and solving them through early intervention. Hello, Lagos. It's Maternity Line on the nation's number one talk news and sports station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. I am Zainab Yakin. On the show today, we go into the world of kids discussing developmental delays in children. Of course, this is an important conversation for moms, dads, parents-to-be, caregivers, even teachers, and of course, aspiring moms and dads, like we like to encourage on this show. Guardians and counselors are not even left out. You know, we live in a society that holds cultural beliefs in higher consideration over scientific evidence. So, we are talking developmental delays in children. Doctor, welcome to the show.
I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy too. I have Dr. Adetunbi Omobola. She's a consultant child and adolescent psychiatrist from Yaba. And I also have Mrs. Patricia Bewale. She's a mother. And she'll be sharing her experience on developmental delays in children. Mrs. Oyewale, can you hear me? She's joining us via Zoom. Hello, can you hear me, Mrs. Oyewale? Can you hear me?
You.
Oh, wow. Well, we can hear you. Anyway, we'll keep working on that. Dr. Omobola, I'm so excited to have you here. Thank you for obliging me. I would love for us to start off with Mrs. Oyewale, who is an experienced mother with a child. Can you hear us now?
Okay, I can hear you now.
Fantastic. We have a couple of minutes to go on break. But I don't know how quick you can, as you know, just share your experience with your child, and then we come back to it if you're unable to finish up.
Okay, that's after the break.
We do that right now. Then we can continue when we come back from the break.
Okay, hello everyone. Good afternoon. My name is Patricia Oyewole. I am an entrepreneur, a wife, and I am a mom. I love to say that I am a healthy lifestyle enthusiast. I run Trish Foods. It's an outlet for wholesome and healthy meals. Foods that are free of all sorts of
Mrs. Oyewole, you have to go straight into your story. Okay?
Okay.
Good.
Okay. So, I have a five-year-old, and it's been a challenging journey. I have a five-year-old and a three-year-old. It's been a challenging journey because we've experienced delays in every of its milestones. I'm talking about the five-year-old now.
Okay. Just... Let's take a pause there. When we come back from the break, then you continue from there. I really want you to. I really wanted us to start with you, so doctor can always comment and then take questions and answers subsequently. Thank you so much for staying in there. We'll be right back. Stay with us, Lagos.
Listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
We are back. It's Maternity Line on your number one talk news and sports station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are discussing developmental delays in children. I have a couple of guests today. As I said earlier on, I have a doctor, Mrs. Omobola Adetumbi. She's a consultant child adolescent psychiatrist from Yaba. And I have Mrs. Patricia, who actually started her experience with a child. To be a part of this conversation, do not forget the female-only line is 01465-7190. General line is 0700-993-993-993. Our website where you can listen live is at nigeriainfo.fm. Do not forget to follow us on Instagram as well as Nigeria Info FM Lagos. Our Twitter is at Nigeria Info FM, at Nigeria Info FM. And be sure to include the hashtag Nigeria Info ML. WhatsApp line is 0809-597-5805. We are also up there on Facebook at Nigeria Info FM, Nigeria Info 99.3. Okay, so let's get on with our story with Mrs. Oyewole. Please go ahead with your five-year-old. Sorry about that.
So, we had a difficult time when he was born because he wasn't meeting his milestones at the generally accepted time. The first time I noticed delay in milestones was when he was going to work. As generally expected, a child should start making attempts to walk at 1 year, 1 year, 2 months, 1 year, 3 months. And I saw that he wasn't making any attempts. Although he was crawling and he was holding things to move around, but he wasn't standing by himself. You know, the trend that when a child wants to walk, they start to stand by themselves and start to make attempts. But he wasn't doing any of this. He was always looking for support.
At what
point? He couldn't make any move.
Okay.
As at 1 year, 4 months.
1 year, 4 months.
He couldn't make any move without holding something to support himself. And we continued like that. He eventually walked at 1 year, 8 months. And besides the delay in walking, I was noticing some behavioral patterns. He used to throw a lot of tantrums. Mm-hmm. At this time, 1 year, 8 months, he couldn't say anything. He was only mumbling words, you know, the blab that children blab. That's what he was doing. He couldn't say mom, he couldn't say dad. And we continued like that. I was beginning to get worried. Although my husband wasn't worried, I was the only one who was worried.
Of course, as a mother.
He used to tell me that I'm comparing him with other children who are his peer, and that I should let him be. He was going to walk at his own time. He was going to speak at his own time. So like I said, he eventually worked at 1 year, 8 months. And then for the speech, there was no attempt.
At 1 year, 8 months.
When he was...
No speech?
When he was 2 years and 6 months, he was still not making any attempts to say anything. So I always had to figure out everything for him. If he wanted water, if he wanted to eat, if he wanted to sleep, everything he wanted, I always had to figure it out.
And he wasn't making any gestures, was it?
No.
Wow.
Nothing significant. Like, it was really difficult understanding him or knowing what he wanted at time. So I always had to just figure everything out. And for the times that I wasn't able to figure things out, it was a problem because he would throw a lot of tantrums and really disturb. He used to disturb a lot.
All right.
But later, my husband now agreed for us to... Should I go on?
Oh, yes, please, doctor. You appear to have something to say real quick. Or are you almost done with the story?
Yes.
Okay, please. Please, you should wrap up in 1 minute, 60 seconds. Yes, please.
Okay, so we eventually had to go to the hospital and we saw a child psychologist because I was suspecting autism because he wasn't speaking, he used to throw a lot of tantrums and there were also behavioral patterns that he used to display. And when we went, the doctor did an evaluation on him and told us that there was no reason for him to say that he is autistic, but that what he has is developmental milestones, and some children are late bloomers, and that we should just go home and keep doing what we are doing, that it will eventually pick up. And he started talking, eventually, he started talking at 4 years old.
4 years old?
And even till now, yes.
Wow.
And even till now, he still cannot converse like a regular 5 year old. He's a lot better, it's been progressive. But he still cannot converse like a regular 5 year old.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your story.
All right.
Doctor.
Thank you, Mrs. Oyewole, for sharing your story. I'm sure it's very inspiring, and a lot of mothers out there would be able to share some of and understand some of the things that you've said. Before I go on, I want to say that you're an hero. You are taking care of a child with a special need, so you are worth celebrating. So let me just say some things about some of the things you've raised. Now, developmental delay as a topic or as a medical term, what does it actually mean?
Right.
So it means that children who fail to achieve certain behaviors, patterns, or certain growth and developmental achievement at certain ages. So there's a pattern of growth and development that is natural that children should achieve at a particular stage of their growth and development. So when a child does not achieve this at a particular time, that child is said to have a developmental delay.
Doctor, what are these patterns?
Now, there are different domains of development. There are different things to look out to say, oh, this child is developing or not. So one major domain is the motor domain. That is the ability to move one's neck, to coordinate muscle, to walk, to crawl, to sit. So those are things, those are activities that you require the muscles of your body to do. So when you find out that a child cannot hold his or her neck at a certain time, cannot sit, cannot crawl, cannot walk, cannot use the muscles of his fingers to hold maybe a pencil, for example, those are developmental delay in the motor domain.
But doctor, is it all right at a year, 4 months, for a child not to be moving?
No, it isn't. So, but before you even get to a year, 4 months, by the time a child is 3 months, you
right.
expect that child should be able to hold his or her neck comfortably without any support, without the neck, you know, slogging to a side or the neck falling to the back or falling forward. So that's the first motor sign for you to know that, oh, this child is developing well or not. So after that, between the ages of 6 to 9 months, you expect that a child should be able to sit with minimal support. You should be able to place that child on a chair.
Can you say that once again, please?
So between 6 and 9 months.
6 and 9 months.
A child should be able to sit without support, without you using pillows to sludge the child or to hold the child in place. So between 9 months and 12 months, a child should be able to crawl on the knees, you know, move from point A to point B on the knees. Now, you notice that I'm saying between a particular time to another time, because all these are not cast in stones.
Right.
There are children who are late bloomers. There are children who are early bloomers. Some children are 6 months. You find out that they're already sitting. 5 months, they're sitting.
Mm.
While some children will not sit until they're like 8 months. That doesn't make the child sitting at 8 months an abnormal child or a child with a delay. There is a range of timing to achieve this, you know, this milestone, because children are different, their genetic makeup are different, the environment they are raised are different. So all of this could contribute to the variability in time. However, when it becomes, you know, it does not happen beyond a particular point, then there is a problem.
So at what point should a mother be worried? Because in the case of Mrs. Oyewole now, her child wasn't making speech, nor moving at 8 months, and she started talking at 4-year-old.
Yes.
This calls for a lot of concern on the part of the mother. So at what point do you think a mother should be worried?
Okay, from Mrs. Oyewole's story, she was actually worried at around 1 year, 4 months.
Right.
And those worries are quite valid. So if a child by 1 year, 4 months is not able to hold the neck, is not sitting, is not crawling, is not walking, that is enough reason to be worried. That is, in fact, more than enough reason to be worried, because this child should have achieved all these milestones before then.
Okay, so I have more questions, but I want to quickly ask Mrs. Oyewole something. Your state of mind at that time when your child wasn't doing all of this, making no speech and no movement at all, and then he wasn't even making any gesture. You were just guessing he needed water, he needed to do this. Then all the poo-poo, wee-wee, you have to start guessing that he needs. What was your state of mind, your mental health at that point? Did you get to see a doctor?
Yes, I did. It was really disturbing. It was really quite disturbing. For instance, you mentioned pooing and wee and to wee. I was in training for 1 year, 6 months. It took me 1 year, 6 months to be able to put to train him. So it was really disturbing, especially because he was going to school and there was an expectation.
Yes.
I saw other children and I knew what they could do. In comparison to my own child, it was really, really disturbing. But I used to get to call from my husband, because while I was all over the place, he always used to calm me down and reminded me that every child had their pace, but I was still not comfortable. Eventually, we had to go to the hospital to get him evaluated. It was after the evaluation that I had a little
comfort,
that it helped me.
Yeah.
Okay. That was when I felt a little relaxed about the whole thing. But even at that, from time to time, even till now, from time to time, I get concerned.
Okay.
But then, because I already... I am more enlightened now. I have more experiences now. So it helps me to better manage every stage at time.
Okay. Doctor, is this developing years? Is it peculiar to developing years alone? Or why is it even called a developing years? Because a kid doesn't stop growing, does it?
No, not at all.
So why is the emphasis on developing years? And what are these developing years?
Okay, so from birth, we keep changing, we keep growing, we keep developing. Different parts of our bodies, you know, get different kind of responsibilities and all that. But in children, there's a lot of emphasis on developing years, because between 0 and 5 years, that is when a child develops the capacity to live an independent life, in quotes. A child is able to walk and is not always carried by a mother or a caregiver. The child develops the ability to eat and feed by himself, so he does not depend on the mother to feed him. A child develops the ability to speak and express his needs and wants to whoever is around. So those years are key in helping the child develop some form of independence and autonomy. So that is why it's very important. Also, brain development seems to develop at the highest form during this period. So it is during this 0 to 5 years of age that the brain is developing specialization in able to do certain functions for the child to be able to, you know, carry on into adolescent and adult life, you know, effortlessly. So those years are very important. And any problem coming up at those years should also be addressed immediately to help that child integrate better. Early intervention helps any child to function better in adolescent and in adult life. So going back to Mrs. Oyewole's story, you know, she said, you know, her husband was encouraging her that children develop at different paces. Yes, children develop at different paces, but however, there are some obvious conditions or there are some obvious things that we must always look out for us to know that, oh, this is beyond what we should just, you know, normalize or trivialize. This child needs to see a specialist. And I'm happy Mrs. Oyewole said at a point they decided they needed to go to the hospital for an evaluation and then for care.
Okay. Speaking of a specialist, somebody has been trying to call him, but let me quickly ask this question. How important is it for every mother, maybe new mothers, first-time mom like myself, how important is it for us to see doctors between these ages 0 to 5? Is this something that we need to start incorporating so we know how these things are working? Is it all right? Is the child growing well? Is anything malfunctioning somewhere?
Okay.
So let me quickly pick this call. Hello, good afternoon. Hello, good afternoon. Maternity line.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. I hope I just tuned in and I'm hearing this. I hope it's not meant for only women.
No, it's for everybody.
Okay. Sorry, I'm a father, and my little boy was born in the hospital, and he came down. They said he had imbibed the meconium at the time of birth and all that. And so, during the examination at the hospital, they said you had aphasia. It was moderate, they said. So he couldn't be well then and all that. He couldn't even cry. He couldn't talk and all that. All those noises, crying was the first thing. He couldn't cry at birth. And so when we got to the hospital, they said it was aphasia. The thing was that he had imbibed that, taking that meconium during labor or whatever, you know, that this 10 days, but that's as much as I could get anyway. And so, now, where's the problem now? He's been practically okay. He's about 9 months. He's sitting, but he cannot crawl. If you stand him up, if you take him up, help him, he stands. So, like, I don't know, because of what he told us that time, we should expect some things maybe that wouldn't go too well at the beginning. Also, maybe it's raising my anxiety, I don't know.
Okay.
But I asked my doctor, he said, milestones, sitting down is a good thing, even in this. At this age, but until we can only, because when it's about a month and 1.5 months or so, I think that's what they said.
1.5 months or 1.5 years.
But now we can be rest assured. I just want, because it's a program for everybody.
Thank you.
And my wife is worried much more than I am. More than the time, I say, crawl now, do this now. I tell her, and she doesn't. So I don't know.
Your point is.
Am I being unnecessarily anxious or what?
Thank you. You're doing the right thing, doctor.
Yes, he mentioned something which is very important. The child was asphyxiated at birth, meaning the child did not get enough oxygen to that fresh, young, developing brain at that time. So that is an insult to a brain. Mm. So it is expected for this kind of a child you know, to have some delays in the development, which is manifesting already. You know, he said the child is 9 months, the child can only sit, but the child cannot crawl.
Right.
So the wife's worries are quite valid. I would advise them to present to a specialist so that this child can be, you know, intervention can be initiated for this child. This child can still be helped. We don't need to wait, you know, for the natural process to help, to wait till this child is 2 years before this child walks or 4 years before this child talks. Intervention can be introduced to help this child attain these developmental milestones even earlier, despite okay. the injuries, the brain injuries they might have had.
Okay, thank you, Doctor. We'll have a look. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon, ma.
Good afternoon. Your name, please, where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling for the show for the child. I hope I'm right.
You are calling the right show.
Okay, please, because we are just first-time experience for a child, baby girl.
Congratulations.
For the child is 3 months now, but the child is look okay. Nothing do he can saw, he can urinate, but he cannot poop. But if you look at, he's very healthy. So I think we took her to the hospital, which is a county hospital. The doctor check her. He said the baby is okay, nothing is wrong, is okay, and everything is okay. I said, but we are scared, you know, first time that the child cannot poop, but only can wee wee. So we are all surprised. That is why I still called to okay. learn more about it. What could be the issue?
All right, thank you, Doctor. We'll answer your question.
Okay, this is a very important question because a child should not feed and not be able to poo-poo. You know, so the question is that how this child, has this child never poo-pooed since they had the child? We don't know the answer to that. So those are important things. This child needs to be checked by a specialist. There are so many reasons why a child may not be able to defecate despite eating adequately. And those could be, you know, life-threatening things if indeed those conditions are there, you understand? So these are not things we can just tease out on a radio show.
Right.
This baby needs to be seen by a pediatrician as soon as possible, then for a possible referral, maybe to a pediatric surgeon or whatever. But this child needs to be seen by a specialist.
Okay. Women, you're encouraged to also call in. This is a show meant for you and meant for every other person. It's been men calling, and we are mothers. We have concerns. We have worries. We have specialists right here in the studio. I will bring many more of them in the future. Call into the show and ask your question. If you're meant to be directed to the hospitals or to the appropriate person, specialist, they will do so because we don't diagnose on radio, okay? So, doctor, how is this, all this concern? How are they related to a child having or experiencing developmental disabilities?
Okay, so all of this, the fact that you have a child, the child is not walking at the right time, not speaking, you know, the child's social development is not, because it's not just about speech and walking.
Right.
There are some other domains that could be abnormal in a developing child.
Doctor, I'm sorry. I'm trying to take this call. There are many more people calling in. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon.
This is Peter from LGC.
Okay, please go ahead.
Can I, good afternoon, Doctor.
Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. I want to ask a question. My wife is complaining of the child, my baby, is finding it difficult to go to toilet. And he cried all overnight. So, and they are in the village. So I don't know what can be done. I just asked them to take maybe something
my
orange.
Is
it proper? It's just 3 months plus.
Okay. 3 months plus. So since when has the child not been going to the toilet?
No, it just started like a day, yesterday, just yesterday.
Okay, please, I'll advise you to tell your wife to take your child to the nearest health center for a evaluation and examination.
Okay.
Yes, it is very important, you know, to present that child to a doctor and not just rely on home remedies or self-care.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Doctor, speaking of home remedies, sometimes we see child having one developmental issue or the other, and they go, "Efunlomi, kini komo." Is this also, I mean, medically accepted? Do you subscribe to this kind of, you know, alternative kind of way of solving children's problem and not taking them to the hospital?
The answer is a straightforward no. Because as a doctor, the first thing is to understand why. Why is this child not developing appropriately? Has there been an history of a problem while the child was within? Because there are so many other causes of this. Was there use of, you know, inappropriate medication by the mother? Was there use of alcohol or alcohol-based concussion, things like that, mm-hmm. in the mother? At the point of birth, was there asphyxia, just as the caller has spoken? Was there obstructed labor? You know, was there fever of unexplained causes? Those are some of the factors. Was there infection? So it is when you know the cause, then you can now formulate a plan to take care of it. But this water, for example, what exactly is it addressing? You know, you don't know. So a child is such a precious gift that you don't want to gamble, or you don't want to just do a guesswork. You need to understand what exactly is the problem and then solve the problem, rather than just put it to a chance game, or, you know, just guess along the way.
All right. Mrs. Oyewole, in your own experience with your child, while you were so much troubled and worried, did you seek any trado medical intervention, trying to sort opinions on what you can do? You appear smiling.
There's only one time I did that, and that was at birth, when he had jaundice. We were taking medications, and it wasn't getting better. We had series of tests. We had to keep going back to check if the jaundice had reduced from the system. But every time we went, the jaundice was still a lot. And my mother-in-law used to tell me then that there's this concussion they used to do from pour water, and I can't remember that remedy again.
I know.
It was initially, we're saying no, mommy, no, we don't want. But we had gone for that test like 6 times, and the jaundice was still a lot. Last minute, I just told my husband, look, let's just try it. We don't have anything to lose. Mm-hmm. And we tried it. I'm not joking. In three days, this child was fine.
Okay. We'll go on a quick break. We'll be right back. When we come back, we'll continue with what you're saying. Thank you so much.
We know the value of information.
Nigeria Info is information.
Join the conversation round the clock.
Only on 99.3.
Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
All right, we are back. Maternity line, unfortunately, we don't have so much time again. We only have 1 minute to go. And Dr. Omobola wanted to correct or say something to what Mrs. Oyewole said the other time. So I'll allow her to do that real quick in 30 seconds, and hopefully.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, Mrs. Oyewole was talking about the fact that she used some traditional things and somehow that changed the story around. Well, for the purpose of the audience, I'll just advise. It is better. These children are precious. You do not want to take you don't want to just take a risk by giving what is not medically proven to work. Right. Mrs. Oyewole cannot be certain that it was the water that made her child.
That's what I know.
Okay. This child has been having care for so long.
So
whether the water was used or not, I can assure you this child probably will get better.
Thank you so much for correcting that impression, Doctor. We'd love to have you back on the show sometime in the future. We appreciate you, Mrs. Oyewole. We'd also love to have you subsequently on the show. Have a great time, Lagos. Now is the time for the news at 1.
We know the value of information.
Nigeria Info is information.
Join the conversation round the clock.
Only on 99.3.
Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.